let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In 1971, Calvin Cassidy, a Southwest Missouri teenager, was a victim in an unexplained automobile accident on a curvy Ozark Mountain roadway. The impact caused the car Calvin was riding in to burst into flames. The others in the car thought Calvin had been killed. Calvin has no memory of the accident itself, but clearly recalls an ascent into heaven where he was surrounded by dazzling light and peacefulness. His book, Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back, is the story of that miraculous event and the life of fulfillment that followed. Calvin is a retired school teacher who taught middle and high school students for 35 years. He served as director of Christian education at his local Episcopal church for 15 years. He lives with his wife, Vicki, in Carl Junction, Missouri. Calvin Cassidy, author of Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Calvin. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What a fascinating book and the journey that you've been through. And let's just go right back to the beginning. Let's go back to that spring day in 1971. Talk about the circumstances that led up to that day, because you had a trip planned. You didn't share it with your parents, as I understand, but you had a trip planned that day. And then the accident, and that really shaped the rest of your life. What happened on that day?
Well, we were going to Branson, which, if you're not familiar with Southwest Missouri, and back in 1971, there weren't the expressways you have now. So it was kind of a curvy road, especially once you got to the Branson area. And we were going out to Silver Dollar City, which was just barely anywhere at that particular time. But it sounded like a good thing to do. And we were on one of those curvy roads, and it was the right time of the day to catch the sun. And we hadn't ruled out possibly there was a mechanical failure as well. But anyway, the car we were driving plunged off, missed a corner and plunged off the road and hit a tree and immediately burst into flames. And so that's the accident part. Then this is where the miracle part of it starts from the very beginning, because the fact that we didn't burn up in the car is very interesting. Because there were two gentlemen behind us in a utility truck, and they said that they pulled us out of the car, and then that's the last anybody could find of them. They called the ambulance. They reported the accident to the highway patrol, but when the troopers got there, there was just the car and me and my two buddies, and so that's pretty remarkable in itself.
Yeah, that's sort of the start of this miracle, isn't it?
Yeah. I said, you know, I referred to that chapter, short chapters, as my guardian angels, because, you know, that's factual there.
That, yes.
Anyway, the ambulance came. I do remember riding for a short distance to the Branson regional hospital. My two partners were left at that hospital. They didn't even let me. I mean, I went in, came right back out, and got in the to the ambulance and headed to St. John's in Springfield, Missouri, which was about 35 miles away. And the reasoning for that was, and this is what the doctor told me when we met up at St. John's, because he came up to visit the other two boys, and he was consoling them about the loss, you know, about my loss.
Wow.
And he said that the reason that they didn't, you know, I didn't hang around there was because he didn't think there was any hope, and you know, it would look bad against their hospital if
yes. Move Calvin somewhere else.
Somewhere else, right.
Well, that's...
Anyway, on the way, because I don't remember anything consciously after that until I woke up in the hospital. But on the way, the ambulance people said that I coded and that they worked with me and got me back going. And the problem was blood loss. My head was sliced wide open from ear to ear, and you can still see the scar on my forehead. But they did a remarkable job. Really, they did. At the time, it looked like like they were sewing up a side of beef or something. It was bad. Wow. But I lost a lot of blood, and they said that was why that's why I coded, because I just didn't, the blood circulation was not good enough to sustain life. But anyway, during that time, and it was just a very brief time. It seems like a long time, but it was probably a matter of seconds, if not a minute, or maybe more than a minute. But everything changed, and in retrospect, you know, after you're done with the work, you look back at the things that you remember and that you forgot to put in. But one of the things, and I had it on my list to talk about today, was this transition from Earth to a heavenly area, and that was a remarkable thing, but probably not stressed as much in the book as it should have been, because you got the difference between good and bad, and I mentioned this in another interview, and the people listening to the interview said that, you know, that was maybe really most interesting, because there was a face-to-face confrontation with the devil, and to see the devil get cut loose and you move forward, it was pretty remarkable. I mean, you know, I've seen some theatricals of that kind of a thing happening, but to actually experience it. Now, that was something that I remember vividly, and I also remember starting out, and this is, you know, this, you can read this anywhere, but it's true. I started out in a colder, darker place, and once broke the bonds with the devil and evil and sins forgiven, things started to warm up. And then whenever I reached the end of my particular journey, things were just, you know, just beautiful, bright, warm. I won't say bright, but warm, comforting light, vivid fragrances. It was like everything was hyped up, sensitive, you know, in your yes. sensitivity. And it was just so calm and so inviting, and an invitation was given then, that I, you know, you're a believer, and those who believe can enter the kingdom of heaven. And there I was, right there on the portal. And it was great, you know, and I wasn't very old. I was only 19 years old. And, you know, when you experience that look back, which I perceive to be almost a judgment, you know, the talk about the judgment day.
Yes.
Judgment day. And it was, I guess the first thing was we all have things that we asked forgiveness for, and but they were all gone. I mean, I didn't know there was it was like a clean slate, nothing, you know, which kind of highlighted the fact that I was 19 years old and I had done things, but the bad things were all gone, and that was something that I was extremely thankful for. And the good things were there, but they were few in number, because most kids that are that age haven't accomplished earth-shaking things, you know. And whenever I was, right now everything's about the deal.
Yes. And yes.
I said this was a heavenly deal with God to let me go back and sell his story as a first account witness that there is indeed a hereafter, and something to look forward to, and something to understand that it's not
yes
it's not just made up or a figment of somebody's imagination or words in a book that people don't read enough anymore.
And you're doing that so effectively in the book Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. Calvin Cassidy is our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Amazon and information on Calvin's book. If you Google it, Cassidy is C-A-S-S-A-D-Y. It's interesting when you came back, talk about what you went through and how difficult it was early on to talk about this. Did you even know what to do with this information when you came back?
You know, I really didn't. And we were almost afraid to share it because it was something that most people would find hard to believe.
Yes.
The coming back was the reverse of going, and that was probably the scariest part of the whole thing. Even more frightening than not knowing what was going to happen next, because I knew when I went back that the devil was waiting to return.
Yes.
And
yes.
Things were going to get, you know. And when I woke up, thankful to be alive, but almost fearful of a new understanding of just how scary it is to live on Earth without God. But fortunately, it was a Catholic hospital. I got lots of theological help. The nurses and the priests there were fantastic, and you know, it was almost like they knew what I was going through, and you know, they were very good to talk to. But it just had, you know, the reacclimation to Earth was a process. And it was, you know, it was part of the healing process. And, you know, I was in the hospital to get physically better, but I really needed that time and that being surrounded by, clerical people.
Oh, yes, yes.
To kind of ease you back into a situation that you knew wasn't the best, and ever since then, I look at the way things are today, and there's some simple answers. If God can truly, you know, do all things, then there's so many issues that we are at the top of the list, but unfortunately, that's not it. They're not what people are talking about. But you know, I know that it's a real thing, and you know, the influence of the devil is just.
Well, you put all of that into focus for us in the book, Bridging the Gap: A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back by Calvin Cassidy. You go through your life, and what a tornado you went through, health issues that you've gone through, so there were the ups and downs, but you were felt guided by the Holy Spirit throughout all of this process. Your time is going by way too quickly. Let's talk about the decision a couple of years ago to write the book. I understand it was during Easter season when you suddenly realized this is really a story that I need to share. Talk about all of these years and finally the decision, I need to take this message and write about it.
Well, it happened at church, and it was a situation where a sermon, and when they were talking about sharing, you know, everybody has a story to tell, and I look around because I've been going to church for years and years. And when you've gone through what I went through, and they talk about things that are mysterious, and you kind of, I mean, you look at, sometimes you shake your head and go, that's not the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes. No.
But you don't yell out, sorry, priest, that's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been there, but and that's not what happens.
Anyway, He challenged us to do, basically to write out a line or write out a paragraph, and they weren't to share. They were just to kind of get you thinking, but then he talked about spiritual autobiographies and things like that, and I looked that up and figured out. I mean, I had all this information, but I didn't have any way to find it together. And but so it's kind of a memoir, but not complete, a complete memoir. It's just from I guess, you know, a popular term in religion today is rebirth or reborn, being reborn. So that's, you know, kind of where we are right now.
Yeah, you're sharing the story. We've got a couple minutes left. Talk about when it's over. It's a remarkable story, and we're there with you as you go through the process. But when we finish the book, what do you hope that, that we as readers take away from your story?
One of the things that I want to be people to feel, I want them to feel comfortable being Christian. I want them to be feel empowered to step out. When you have that neighbor down the street who needs some help, or you've had lately, I had a cousin that lost her husband just suddenly. It was a terrible accident. You know that you've got words that are can comfort, because the biggest thing people worry about dying is how horrible it's going to be.
Yes.
If you're a surviving spouse or something like that, it's comforting to know that somebody that cares about you will share that kind of stuff. And I want people to feel like you don't have to have a near-death experience. We're all covered, you know, by the same, God takes care of all of us. And sometimes it's hard to get people to take that step and get that warm feeling that, you know, that sometimes even the worst thing has got an out, and you begin to realize. Another suggestion, we have a gentleman at our church that, honest, I mean, I've never seen a miracle like it, but I know that his wife has had a copy of the book, and we've been in contact lately. And after he has been in the hospital since April, he got to come home yesterday, and I'm looking forward to visiting with her, because she's having a lot of problems with sleep but she's had I'm sure the greatest experience she could ever have. And you know, you couldn't come through an experience like that feeling like there wasn't somebody else,
yes,
that brought him through. So that's kind of, that's the big thing that I want. I want them to feel empowered, and that they too can do things like that. I worked in school, and school back then was a challenge, and now it would be even more of a challenge. And you have opportunities at church, and you have opportunities at work. And I know whenever I was, some of the stories in the book, each one of them was a mini, mini miracle, because we went into, I would go into a situation and somebody said, well, how did you know what to say? And I would have to say, honestly, I didn't. But yes, it all came out really, really good. So that's when you step out and say, you know, I need to be here. Somebody help me get through this.
Well, you're helping a lot of people. It's a remarkable story and a helpful story that you're sharing with everyone in the book, Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back by Calvin Cassady. That's Cassady. Book, of course, available at Amazon. You can link on directly to Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Calvin, I thank you so much for being with us on the program. Boy, the time went by way too quickly. So much more, but it's all in the book, Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us on the program today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Calvin Cassady, our guest, the book Bridging the Gap, A Spiritual Journey to Heaven and Back. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.